Today on the podcast, we are talking all things OpenAI. There is a ton of crazy news from new billion-dollar figures that OpenAI is currently making in annual recurring revenue. They said they just passed $10 billion, which is absolutely massive. And in addition to that, they've released a brand new model, which is O3 Pro. And they've also made their, as of yesterday or earlier today, the best model, which was O3, 80% cheaper. There is a lot going on. I've been diving into all things OpenAI this week. But before we get into that, I wanted to mention, if you've ever wanted to try out all of these different AI models, I'd love for you to try out my own startup, which is AIbox.ai. I break it down on our AI Hustle School community and give people a little bit of a sneak peek on that. And speaking of the school community, if you've ever wanted to learn alongside over 300 members, this is a great place. These are pretty much what I would say are the AI innovators, the people that are cutting edge inside of their organizations or inside of their own businesses. They're growing and scaling their businesses and their careers using AI tools. All of that is over on the AI Hustle School community. It's $19 a month. And so if you want to lock in that low price, because we'll probably raise it in the future, check it out. Every single week, Jamie and I record different pieces of bonus content. This week, it's all about ChatGPT Operator. A lot of cool stuff. But let's get into what OpenAI is doing. Jamie, tell us a little bit about this new O3 Pro.
Yeah, so OpenAI just launched their O3 Pro model, which is supposedly their most capable yet, of course, you would expect from a new model. But it is a version of the O3 reasoning model. So it's kind of like the souped up version of that. And it's currently available for ChatGPT Pro and team members, team users, starting Tuesday. So it's replacing their O1 model. So it is currently priced at $20 per million input tokens and $80 per million output tokens. So, but this also, other, you know, important information with this release is that the original O3 is significantly cheaper. So, Jaden, what are you excited about with this new release?
Yeah, I think the coolest thing for me is like just the cost getting cheaper on the older model of O3. I think that's, a lot of people are really excited about that. But in addition, obviously, we're excited to get a brand new model that's much better. This is what OpenAI said in their tweet about it. They said, OpenAI O3 Pro has access to tools that make ChatGPT useful. It can search the web, analyze files, reason, and other visual inputs. It can use Python, personalized responses using memory, and more. O3 is available in the model picker for Pro and Teams users starting today. It's replacing OpenAI O1 Pro. Enterprise and education users are going to get it the next week. As O3 Pro uses the same underlying model as O3, full safety details can be found in the O3 system card. They kept getting like all this flack on their safety testing and not doing enough safety testing. And so they've evidently, you know, made sure to clarify with everyone it's the same model. So I think that is a good clarification, though, for people that were curious. This isn't like they trained a brand new, you know, flagship model. Essentially, what they're doing with O3 Pro, they already demonstrated the capabilities of what it can do a little bit earlier, where they showed that if you spent more money or you gave it more compute, that the O3 model would perform a lot better. So now they're just giving you access to this Pro, this more compute version. They're making the old version cheaper. They're making this one kind of the new one that you can use. And so you're just going to get a lot better responses out of it. It's still going to take, I think, a little bit more time to answer questions and stuff, but it is going to be, you know, a higher quality response that you'll get.
Yep. And so supposedly the scores, the benchmark scores are better than Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro and also beats Anthropic's Claude for Opus, which claimed also to have, you know, the best benchmark. So that's pretty big deal, at least from a technical standpoint. But from a practical standpoint, Jaden, what are people going to be using this particular model for?
Yeah, so I think what you are going to see a lot is when you're doing things that need like math, analytics, all that sort of stuff, it's going to be a lot more powerful. I've seen analysts using it. You can create spreadsheets. Something that I've been impressed that ChatGPT can do recently, I needed to create a PDF on the go. I was able to do that with ChatGPT. You created the document and then you just say, you know, it opens it up in Canvas. So you can kind of edit the document like you would Google Docs and you say, okay, convert this thing to a PDF. It converts it to a PDF. You can download it as a file. So all of a sudden, we're starting to do more and more business things that are a lot more central to what we're actually trying to accomplish. And so I think people are just going to find this thing a lot more powerful. As far as what I guess people are kind of saying about this, The comments on Twitter are pretty funny under this announcement. People are saying, you know, they're, I don't know. A lot of people are saying it's not getting that much better. Some people are saying they wanted to make sure that, you know, teams plan subscribers were getting access to O3 Pro because, I don't know, some people are mad that like the teams and the education, they always get everything a week afterwards. So yeah, this is going to be interesting. I think a lot of people are, yeah, a lot of people are excited. There's a lot of like high impact jobs that will be using this, I think.
Yeah. And just on this whole subject of OpenAI and their pro version, if you are a paying member, you are helping them apparently reach, they claim to have hit $10 billion in annual revenue this past year. So that's up from $5.5 billion last year. So I really think people are seeing the value in some of these higher end products they're offering and not just sticking with the free version of ChatGPT, especially in the business setting, as you had mentioned earlier. I think, you know, a lot more people are starting to upgrade to some of these newer models and top models so that they can do workplace things more efficiently.
Yeah, I did want to mention a couple of the actual improvements that this model has made specifically. So one of them is they said in expert evaluations, reviewers consistently prefer OpenAI O3 Pro over O3, highlighting its improved performance in key domains, including science, education, programming, data analysis, and writing. They also rated O3 Pro higher for clarity, comprehensiveness, instruction following, and accuracy. And usually how they'll do this is they'll have blind tests where they have a whole bunch of people try out the model. They won't tell them which model they're using. They'll just say, okay, you know, ask it some questions in any of these domains. And now, you know, pick which of these two responses you like better. And you've probably seen this before in ChatGPT where like you'll ask it a question, it has two panels side by side, and it's like, which of these responses do you like better? Sometimes they're testing what response one model gives you, but I think a lot of times they're just kind of being sneaky and they're throwing their newer models in there to test to see how people like them. So that's pretty good. In addition, just like OpenAI O1 Pro, the O3 Pro is really good at math, science, coding. It's in a bunch of academic evaluations where it does much better. So it's at about in the competition math, which is AIM 2024 benchmark. O3 Pro scored 93%, meanwhile O1 Pro was 86%, and O3 Medium was 90%. So 93% is fantastic when it comes to the PhD science questions. It got 84%, whereas O1 Pro got 79%. And then when it came to competition code, so for developers, it got 2748, whereas O1 Pro got 1707. So like we're seeing improvements in a lot of these like very useful areas where you need like math or science PhD questions or comprehensive code. The last thing I wanted to say about this is that they also said, quote, to assess the key strengths of OpenAI O3 Pro, we once again used our rigorous 4 out of 4 reliability evaluation, where a model is considered successful only if it answers correctly a question in all 4 attempts, not just one. So that's kind of something that OpenAI does. The problem is sometimes you ask an AI model a question and it can get it right 3 times out of 4, but like you don't ever want it to mess up on the 4th time. So they say if it does it 4 out of 4, we're happy. I mean, maybe some people would say it should do it 10 out of 10 or 20 out of 20 or whatever, but I think that's pretty good. And they did that for math, PhD science, and competition coding. And they found that it was significantly better than O1. So the model is getting better. I'm excited about that. Is this a brand new model? No, they just threw more compute at O3. And so I'm still personally holding out for GPT-5, if that ever will happen, if they'll ever change their naming convention back to that, because that is a legendary AI model I'm excited for. But we'll see what happens. It's been delayed. I think it's going to combine everything from like Sora to DALL-E to their audio stuff. So it's going to be like this all powerful, all encompassing AI model. And maybe they'll roll forward with that in the future, but we will see. We're going to have to wait a little bit longer for that to materialize, I think.
Yeah. And so like some of these, you know, news articles, these releases and all the benchmarks and stuff are kind of don't really matter to me at the end of the day, like the numbers. But, you know, one thing, important thing to remember is that, like you mentioned, all this technology and these models are all kind of weave together. And so it will have an effect moving forward on, for example, video generation or, you know, it's all, you know, kind of weave together. And as the technology grows and gets better, they do actually, this will affect you. And so it is exciting to see new updates and that, you know, we're getting better and better. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
100%. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today, and if you learned anything new about what OpenAI is rolling out, what it's capable of doing, we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community, where we have an incredible community all sharing what they're using O3 Pro and other models for. They're breaking down all of their latest stuff. And Jamie and I share all the latest insights into our businesses, how we're using AI to grow and scale our own companies. So the links in the description for the school community is the AI Hustle School community. We'd love to have you as a member. And we will see you next time.